This is the sound of a gas-powered leaf blower. They're important time and labor-saving tools for landscaping and maintenance crews, but they're also major sources of air and noise pollution. Christopher Dillback is an air pollution specialist with the State Air Resources Board.
One of the things people may not realize is that while enormous progress has been made on passenger cars and other vehicles, the small engines that power landscaping equipment are still much like they were decades ago. And we expect them to be a bigger source of smog-forming pollution in the next few years than all passenger cars statewide.
Now, one Ventura County community is taking a cutting-edge approach to this type of pollution problem. Using a grant, OHI has converted all of its gas-powered public works landscaping maintenance equipment to zero-emissions electric equipment. It's only the second city in the state to do this. Greg Grant is OHI's public works director.
This is about a $64,000 project, so $60,000 was grant-funded from the Ventura County Air Pollution Control District, and then the city had a minor match to that of $4,000, helping to pay for the consultant that assisted some of the work on this.
Grant describes the new equipment.
We replace all of the small gasoline-powered equipment, primarily used for landscape crew, which would include string trimmers. And then we've also got blowers that we clear sidewalks and clean up after landscaping, the hedge trimmers, and then we've got pole saws. Any kind of pruning we do on park trees or street trees is also battery powered, as well as the extendable 10-foot extended pole saws.
Maintenance worker Eric Lara is carrying one of the new battery powered leaf blowers in Ojai's Libby Park. He demonstrates it as part of a kickoff for the cutting edge changeover.
Full throttle, and it's pretty powerful, yeah.
Wow.
It's very powerful. And then that's low setting when people are walking by you.
Sure.
Kicks up minimal dust.
Minimal dust.
Very useful.
OHI Mayor Johnny Johnson says, like many communities, the city has wrangled with the leaf blower issue for years. They're important tools, but the noise and pollution are objectionable for many residents. The city has had a ban in place on their use in residential areas, but trying to enforce it was an issue. Johnson says this new effort by the city to go green with the equipment sets an example for the community.
We started trying to change the consciousness of the community regarding this through education rather than through law enforcement. One way to do it, rather than to tell people they have to do something that is particularly that's considered to be sort of cutting edge, no pun intended, we thought, well, as somebody once described it as, you should eat your own dog food, you know, before you ask your dog to eat it, you know.
One of those on hand for the kickoff is Democratic Assemblywoman Monique Lamone of Santa Barbara. She says if other communities follow OHI's lead, it could make a big difference in an issue which many people underestimate.
One of the things that the California Air Resources Board estimates is that just 1 hour of using the gas-powered leaf blower emits as much smog-forming pollution as driving from LA to Denver.
The city hired a consulting firm, American Green Zone Alliance, to help develop the changeover plan. Luke Massman Johnson is a partner with the company.
53 serviceable acres in the city of OHI. And the emissions reduction switching from gas to electric will be 42 tons of airborne emissions.
One of the biggest boosters of this new effort is an OHI City Councilman who was once a staunch gas leaf blower defender. Randy Haney is a landscape contractor, and he says advances in technology during the last few years convinced him that electric equipment is now the way to go.
You have an alternative piece of equipment that's affordable. Your maintenance outfits and small maintenance people, a father-son outfit, can actually start replacing their equipment little by little and eventually be 100% green. And this equipment is commercial grade. The other stuff years ago, it was electric, but it was homeowner special, maybe last 6 months.
You've come full circle. You've turned out to be the biggest proponent of this.
Yes, you had to see it. I saw mowers running and I didn't hear anything. I was blown away. Just blown away.
The maintenance team has only been using the new tools for a short time, but their early reviews are good. Scott Davis is one of the maintenance workers.
They're excellent. The tools are light. They seem very durable so far, and it's great.
OHI officials say while they're not a big city, they are ambitious in being environmentally friendly. They say one of their next big projects is to work towards getting 100% of its electricity from renewable resources. In OHI, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.